In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There is a verse in the reading of the Bible today. I would like to have some minutes to contemplate on it with you. The verse Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. I'll say this verse again, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is a day, because there is a night coming when no one can work. I would like to talk to you today about the day that the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about today, and the night that no one can do any work at all. One contemplation about the day and the night is, while you are alive here on this earth, it is a time to do good work. But there is a time that night will come that you cannot do any good work. And this will be after your life passed away. You cannot do any work. So the Lord Jesus Christ telling you, while you are alive, you can do good deeds. But after that, you cannot do anything. Make use of the light. Make use of the day. There is a prayer in Agbaya, in one of the Psalms, we say that among the dead, no one can praise you. It's only the live people who can praise you. But the people, after they pass away, of course in heaven, the heavenly people praise the Lord. But the verse is saying, after your death, you cannot offer the Lord. It is not up to you. If you are in heaven, of course you are going to praise the Lord all the time, because you are going to be very close to the Lord. But if you are not in heaven, there is no chance to praise the Lord. So the verse in the psalm is telling you, praise the Lord while you are here on earth, because you don't know, or this is the time that you know, I can praise the Lord while I am here on earth. A couple of days ago, there was a funeral of a beautiful deacon in our church, many of you know, and his name is Amma Salama. Amma Salama is a deacon who is about 70, in his 70th, and he was a beautiful deacon. Many of the youth went to, when we go to trips to Thailand and to Asia, he used to come with us, and he used to have this fatherly spirit, and the youth used to love him very much. And in his funeral, we were surprised that one of the priests who served in Sydney many, many years ago, about 35 years ago, his name is Abuna Yohanna Sabit. Abuna Yohanna Sabit is by chance here in Sydney visiting a couple of families, and he attended the funeral of Amma Salama. And he say, I cannot leave this chance, and I'm not talking about one thing that this man has done among many things I would like to tell you. And he said a beautiful story about a person who made a good use of his life. And I would like to share with you this lovely story about Amma Salama. Abuna Yohanna said that about 20 years ago, Amma Salama went to visit him in Egypt. And he told him, look, Abuna, I have a flat in Madinat Nasr in Cairo. Madinat Nasr in Cairo is one of the high-level areas. And a house in this area or an apartment in this area worth some good money. And Amma Salama told to Abuna, take the key of the house and please use it as an offertory for girls. I would like the girls that they don't have a place to sleep, they don't have mom and dad, to go and live in this place. And Abuna asked him, this is a big amount of money. Did you consult your wife? I don't want any problem. It's a big decision. And he told him that me and my wife are happy to give our apartment in Egypt to the church to take care of the little kids. And Abuna Yohanna said after that he found another apartment suitable besides that church Abuna Yohanna is serving in. That church Abuna Yohanna is serving in is in Masri Gedida, and Masri Gedida is second suburb from Madinat Nasr. And he told Amma Salama, would you mind I sell your apartment, you write it, you give it to that church, and I sell it and I buy the other apartment? And Amma Salama, in his very simple heart, he told him, go ahead, Abuna. And he sent him from here in Australia, like a certificate to allow him to sell and buy the apartment. And the story continues. Abuna Yohanna said that this apartment we bought with the money of the apartment of Am Salama grew up, the service grew up. And instead of having one apartment, people keep giving to this project, and the project grew up until we have 1.5 floors of apartments and serving about 30 of the girls that they don't have place to sleep. And I was thinking when I was reading the gospel today about Jesus who says, while there is light, do the work of God, because there is dark is coming that you cannot do anything. I remembered Am Salama, and while he was alive, he used his money, he used part of what the Lord gave him, and he did some good work. So that when he go to heaven, I am quite sure that he found a treasure when he goes to heaven. He's a wise man, and I would like to share this story with you. While there is light, do something good. I would like to tell you that the plan of Satan in this world is to make you busy about the world here. All your goals are in the world. All your heart is your account in the bank. How much I have, how much I can win, how higher I can go in this life, how prestigious can I go, how much more success I can get in this life. This is the work of Satan. And you agree with me, every time you watch a program on TV, you watch an ad in TV, you read an article in a newspaper, you find everything is related to the world. How to be successful on earth, how to be more smart on earth. This is the role of Satan. What is the role of the church? Don't be annoyed when every abuna every Sunday or every servant every Sunday remind you of heaven, knocking in your heart that there is heaven. Think of heaven, because this is the role of the church. Satan is fighting his own fight, and church is fighting her own fight. The fight of the church is very clear. Look up to heaven. Build something in heaven. So don't feel that we are pushing that very much and we are knocking on your heart every Sunday to tell you, don't worry much about the earth. The period you are staying here on earth is very short. Look into heaven. You have an eternal life in heaven. This is the message of the church, and this is the message of Jesus. When he sent the 12 disciples, he told them one thing. Go and preach everyone. What? Do you remember what Jesus asked all his disciples to say? That the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is what the Lord asked his disciples to say to the people. This is the message of the church and the message of every Christian person, to tell the people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Have your heart over in heaven. In the Mass, when we pray the Mass together, there is a part when Abuna is telling everyone, where is your heart? Or Abuna is saying and shouting, raise up your hearts. And the congregation respond and say, they are with the Lord. We would like your heart to be in heaven. We would like you to be like Am Salama, the good example for us, that while here on earth, his heart was in heaven. He gave up his very precious apartment easily to the Lord so that he is going to have a place in heaven. Nothing motivated him to do that except that he would like to have a place in heaven. His eyes was in heaven and his heart was in heaven, and we would like your eyes and hearts to be in heaven. The Lord used one word one time, and this word was a bit harsh. And this word was foolish. He used it one time or two times in the Bible. You know the two times that the Lord used this word in? One time with the five virgins. Five of them were wise because they have oil in their vessels when Jesus came. And the other five of them were foolish. The Lord used this word. Not as a swear. The Lord didn't use this word as swearing against the five foolish virgins, but this is a status of someone is not smart. He is foolish. These five virgins were foolish. When the Lord Jesus Christ came, they didn't have any oil at all in their vessel. They were very busy with the world, and they didn't meet with the Lord with an oil in their vessel. They were foolish. The second time the Lord used this word with a man who was not thinking of heaven at all, who has some stores to put all his materials and all his goods. And he was very happy, and he was saying to himself, "Leave happy my soul, because you have many, many years of good things. You have many store." And the Lord didn't like this language at all, because the man was not thinking in heaven at all. 100% of his heart was on earth. He was thinking here on earth. He was not thinking about heaven at all. So the Lord came to him not happy, and that he told him in the story that Jesus Christ said, he told him, "You foolish, you foolish. The money you have made, to whom you are going to give? Your soul will be taken from you now. You are going to go to heaven now. So what did you do for heaven? Nothing." So the Lord told him, "You foolish, you foolish, that your mind was very busy on the earth and not on the heaven." Second point I would like to contemplate with you about there is day, and you should work while it is day. That there is time of repentance, and there is time that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, knock in your heart. Sometimes you feel like, "I would love to see my confession father. Long time I haven't seen my confession father." It is a beautiful experience when Abuna praying absolution over my head, and I cleanse myself from my sin. But many times you don't listen to this knock of the Lord in your heart, and you say, "Tomorrow or next week." How can you know that tomorrow or next week you are going to say, to have the same knock again in your heart? How can you guarantee that? So please, when the Holy Spirit knock in your heart softly, telling you, "There is a trip to the monastery, go to the trip," or "Go and spend a couple of days in the monastery." Or for the servants, "There is a camp, go to the camp, because you need to spend a couple of days with the Lord, away from the busy life and away from your work and away from being far away from God. Go." And sometimes we don't recognize that this is day, and we leave that chance, and we don't make use of this chance. We postpone the time that I go to church and confess. We postpone the time that there is a revival in one church, and my heart is telling me, "What about you go and celebrate the feast of Saint Anthony tonight, or Saint Paul tomorrow?" Or I'm just saying, it's not tonight and tomorrow, I'm just saying the feeling that sometimes you have. And you postpone that, you say, "No, probably this is not a good idea." The Lord is knocking into your heart, and you are rejecting the knock of the Lord. Whenever the Lord calls you to do something good, please don't reject that, but go quickly to do something good. I heard someone was telling me a very nice story about whenever you have a chance, whenever the Lord opens for you a door to do something good for heaven, please do. A young boy who was in a trip with a school, and he has a friend with him, and his friend was a Christian person, and he's not from the Coptic church, but from other denomination. And this servant in our church told me a beautiful story, how much his heart has been touched by this friend of him. That there was another friend that was very depressed, and the other friend that was very depressed was asking question, was Christian as well, but not practicing Christianity very well, Catholic, but didn't go to church for a long time. And he asked a question to our servants here about how it is in heaven. Is that very good in heaven? And the friend of the servants who's telling me this story was a very good Christian. He took this chance, and he took the other friend and go with him for 2 hours reading in the Bible, and telling him about living with the Lord is so beautiful, and how the person, as a Catholic, he need to practice his Christianity, and he need to read in the Bible. And with a lot of faith, he told him that the Lord is going to bring peace into your heart. Just follow the path of Christ that you've grown up with. Go back to your church and follow Christ. And the servant of our church has been touched very much about the other person who is Christian, who took the chance, and he spoke with this depressed person about the Lord. And the person came back peacefully, and he started to change his manner. He started to read a little bit in the Bible. It reminds me of the talk today that work while there is light. When there is light, work. When you are at work and you have a chance to speak about God, please do. While you have a chance to behave as a true Christian person, please do. Because you are Christian to do that. You are not Christian to come only on Sunday and to fast and give your 10% of your income and that's enough. No, that's not enough. You have to preach the Lord with your words and with your action. I'm going to tell you another story about a person telling me about his dad. He said that I went with my dad to buy something from a big supermarket. And at the end, the lady who is doing the account, she did a mistake that instead of the account is $120, she said that is $20. And he said, I was very happy that my dad stand strongly and very quick, and they told the lady, should be something wrong. It is what I bought is definitely over $100. Can you check it again? And she checked the account again, and she found that it is $120, not $20. So she thanked the dad very much, and there was a couple of people behind the dad, couple of youth, and they started to say, what sort of a person doing that? If we were in this position, we would take the things with $20 and we run quickly because it is something cheap. How come this person is doing that? And after that, the son told his dad, I'm very proud of you that you have done that. You know, the people behind you, those couple of youth, has been very much touched by what you have done with your honesty. You have a chance in the world to be honest. You have a chance in the world to practice your Christianity and to show the people around you that you are true Christian. The verse of today and the message of today is very clear. Work as long as there is light. Work the work of your Father in heaven as long as there is light. While you are here on earth, there is light. While you are working among people who does not know Christ, there is light. Work among them. Preach the Lord strongly. Don't be shy to speak about the Lord. Because every time you speak about the Lord, the Holy Spirit is going to take the word and work in the heart of people around you. So please work where there is light, where there is chance, where you are here alive on earth. Do something for heaven every day of your life. Tomorrow we start the fasting of Jonah, fasting. It's a beautiful 3 days that we give our hearts to the Lord. It's a very short fasting, and we should, as Jesus said, work while there is light. Take this a chance and offer to the Lord some good prayers, some good worship, some good ascetic life. Don't worry much about how would I eat, how good is the meal is, but live these 3 days with the Lord. Repent with the people of Nineveh and take this a chance to come closer to the Lord. Switch off your TV, switch off the Facebook, switch off the mini social life and be with the Lord over the next 3 days of Jonah's fasting. Glory be to God forever. Amen.